It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
And we have rain and 67 degrees.
And the rain causing crashes and slowdowns. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Priced Out. In-depth coverage on Utah's affordable housing crisis. On KSL News Radio.
Condos and townhouses are outselling homes in this red-hot housing market.
KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has more on our coverage, Priced Out.
Buying a house is tough right now, especially if it's your first.
Condos and townhomes are now what first-time homebuyers can afford, if they can afford it at all.
Salt Lake Board of Realtors President-elect Steve Perry says the average single-family home goes for $368,000 in Salt Lake County. He tells Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News forecasts don't show the market slowing down anytime soon. The problem they're seeing is an overwhelming demand, with more people moving into the state and millennials looking to get out on their own.
We can't keep up with the demand, and new construction is struggling to do it.
And he says that is driving up the prices for new construction. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
The state of Utah is joining a lawsuit in Mississippi designed to take on Roe versus Wade when it reaches the Supreme Court. We get the details from KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
The Mississippi law bans abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Utah has a similar law that prohibits terminating a pregnancy after 18 weeks, but it's on hold pending the outcome of the Mississippi case. The Deseret News reports a friend of the court brief filed by Utah and 24 other states argues the law on abortion has been created case by case since Roe v. Wade legalized abortion in 1973. Three U.S. senators, including Utah's Mike Lee, filed their own brief in the case, asking the court to overturn Roe v. Wade and related decisions on abortion. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The CDC is expected to release new information today, talking about the reasons why they want Americans to mask up even if they're vaccinated.
While vaccinations are up 18% within the past week, the U.S. still averaging nearly 62,000 new cases per day. The mandates and policy updates come after CDC guidance recommending masks for everyone in areas with substantial or high transmission of COVID-19.
ABC's Morgan Norwood reporting.
Turn around, don't drown is the mantra officials are using across the Beehive State. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more on flooding in Utah.
Much of southern and central Utah has been under flash flood warnings every day this week. The latest ended at 3 a.m. this morning, but rain is still falling in many areas. The National Weather Service of Salt Lake City says we can expect more thunderstorms this afternoon, and that means more potential flooding for the areas already hard hit. Northern Utah is also expecting to see some heavy rain throughout the weekend, which could cause some flooding at burn scars. Emergency crews are reminding people not to drive across roads which have running water, saying even a few inches can sweep a car away. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
It is time for a KSL Tokyo update. The United States keeps adding to its medal count at the Summer Olympics, and they had another good night in the swimming pool.
In the women's 200-meter breaststroke, Lily King takes silver, and Annie Laser wins bronze behind South Africa's Tatiana Schoenmaker, who set a new Olympic record on her way to gold. In the men's 200-meter backstroke, Ryan Murphy has collected his second medal of these Olympics, taking silver behind Evgeny Rylov of the Russian Olympic Committee team.
ABC's Jim Ryan reporting from Tokyo.
One of the captains of the U.S. swim team is bringing up concerns over doping. Ryan Murphy has lost twice to Russian swimmers in the Tokyo Games, and this morning he told reporters he isn't sure the races have been clean.
My intention is not to make any allegations here. Congratulations to Evgeny, congratulations to Luke. I think they did an incredible job. They're both very talented swimmers. I think they both worked really hard. They've got great technique.
Murphy says the situation needs to be looked at, given the history of the Russian Olympic team.
The Olympics are dominating the sports headlines, but we also have some exciting news from the NBA draft. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards takes a look at who the Utah Jazz got last night and some trade rumors that could impact the Jazz roster. Mary?
Yeah, Amanda, now they got Jared Butler last night. He's a guard out of Baylor. He was named the NCAA tournament's most outstanding player. Sounds very promising. KSLSports.com says Butler shot 47% from the floor and 41% from the three-point line during his last season at Baylor. Now, the Jazz had the 30th pick overall, but they traded that to the Grizzlies for the 40th pick, got Butler and two additional second-round picks. But the team could change even more this summer. Reporters at The Athletic tweeted overnight that the Jazz are working on trading center Derek Favors to Oklahoma City. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.